Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Patel Integrated Logistics Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshal Shah from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shruti. Good afternoon and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of Patel Integrated Logistics. We are happy to have the management here with us today for a Q&A session with the investment community. Management is represented by Mr. Mahesh Bobla, the Executive Director, and Mr. Avinash Paul Raj, the Company Secretary. Before we get started with the Q&A session, we'll have some opening remarks from the management. Now, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Bobla for the opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference of Patel Integrated Logistics Limited for the fourth quarter and as well as the financial year ended 31st March 2025. Let me first thank you from the bottom of my heart to our host, PhillipCapital, for arranging this phone call. Thank you, PhillipCapital. Now, let me take you through the operational highlights for the period under review. After that, I will give you the financial highlights. Let me first explain to you the operational highlights. As we all know, we have a challenging macroeconomic environment, mainly due to geopolitical tensions, ongoing tariff wars, capacity constraints on both passenger and freighter aircraft during peak period, limited airport. In spite of all this, we have delivered a performance that is in line with our expectations. I mean to say thanks to all of my team members and to all the stakeholders in the company, and maintained operational momentum across our core business segments. We are able to maintain the momentum, and we are thankful for that to all the stakeholders, whether it is the airlines, whether the employees, shareholders, management. I thank all of them for that. We remain optimistic about the future of the logistics sector. In fact, we are highly optimistic about the future of the logistics sector. This is also because the government supportive policy, whether it is by way of national logistics policy or the creation of infrastructure development by way of increasing the number of airports. Airlines are also given all the support to increase the number of passenger aircraft. As you know, also there are a big number of orders have been placed by both IndiGo and Air India, as well as Akasa Airlines. We will have in the near future significant increase in the number of aircraft, which I will explain how it benefits us. Further, government has outlined a capital outlay of 30,000 crore through the Airport Authority of India for the development of the airport in India, and there are 1,000 new Udaan routes are getting developed, which will help in opening up new regional markets and enhance nationwide logistic connectivity. And we are, being a pan-India company, we are very hopeful that as the connectivity improves, as the pan-India air connectivity improves, we will also get benefited as the other companies. Being a first mover, definitely we will have advantage of that. This forward-looking infrastructure push, supported by our own strategic initiative, has contributed to the consistent year-on-year growth and positioned us well to capitalize on the emerging opportunities in the sector, in the air cargo sector. As part of our ongoing expansion and infrastructure development initiative, we are very pleased to share with you that our board has approved the acquisition of a 1-acre plot at Sanaswadi, very high growing area, Sanaswadi, Pune, for the construction of a new warehouse. This is part of our expansion plan. Now let me share you some of the highlights of our performance for the period under review. For the full year ended March 31, 2025, our total load or volume is 57,001 tons. Reflecting a stable operational performance despite cargo capacity constraints, and as I was explaining to you in the above, external economic challenges, macroeconomic challenges, macroeconomic, not only economic, macro geopolitical challenges, tariff war factor also. In spite of all this, we able to get a good volume of 57,001 tons. This also reflects our strength of our Indian economy. And one of the major markets there, we are the major player in this our area operation. So definitely, if our load remains stable, this so that Indian economy is in a very good growth phase. Further, out of the 57,001 tons, the domestic cargo contributed 48,878 tons, and the international volume contributed 8,123. So there is domestic was 48,878. And international was 8,123. Total was 57,001 tons. And increase in the international volume definitely signify our growing presence in global freight forwarding. But just to tell you, in spite of all the challenges, our overall volume remained broadly in line with the last year. However, our performance was significantly improved by an 18% increase in average sales realization per kg. Our average sales realization per kg increased from 49.60 rupees per kg in FY24 last year to 58.64 rupees per kg in current year, in last financial year, that is in financial year under review, that is FY25. we have increased in the sales realization from 49.60 to 58.64. This improvement in underscores our shift towards higher value cargo, supported by focused customer targeting and disciplined yield management, enabling us to protect our turnover even in a competitive landscape. We are able to improve our turnover significantly due to that, which you can, you will be able to understand further as I'm explaining you the, our financial performance. Key highlights of our financial performance for the fourth quarter and the financial year ended 2025 are as under. For the quarter under review, that is the fourth quarter of the last financial year, FY25, our operational revenue grew marginally by around 1% year-on-year to 87 crores. And the EBITDA margin reported at 2.42%. Net profit was reported at the Indian rupees INR 2 crores, which represents a growth of around 12% year-on-year, and the PAT margin to that profit after tax to that 2.19%. For the full year ended March 31, 2025, we achieved operational revenue for the full year ended March 31, 2025, we achieved operational revenue of 343 crore, marking an 18% growth over FY24. We have an increase in the full year turnover of 18%. EBITDA for the full year each rupees 9 crore, reflecting a marginal 3% decline year on year. EBITDA margins were reported at 2.57%, while our net profit due to control in the interest cost and the other expenses increased by 38% year on year, 38% year on year to 8 crore, around INR 8 crore, with a profit margin of 2.22%, with a PAT margin of 2.22%. So, as you can see, our net profit has been improved very significantly. Now, since this is the full financial year under review also, so I will share with you some balance sheet number also, which will give you the clear picture of our financial position as on 31st March 2025. As of March 31, 2025, the company has maintained a strong and disciplined financial foundation, which can be seen from our figures as under. Our total assets is rupees 168 crore. Our total assets are 168 crore. Net worth increased to INR 122 crore. Net worth increased to INR 122 crore, reflecting healthy internal accruals and regular profitability. We have made significant strides in deleveraging long-term borrowing, which dropped sharply to just 50 lakh, 0.5 crore, down from INR 9 crore last year. from 9 crore, we are able to reduce our long-term borrowing to 50 lakh or 0.5 crore. As well as short-term borrowing, also we are able to reduce to 13 crore from the 16 crore last year. As a result, our debt-to-equity ratio is a mere now 0.11 compared to 0.20 in FY 2024. This deleveraging marked a significant milestone in our financial journey and position us well for our future expansion, give us all the flexibility and the resilience in any downturn, if any in the economy or anything happens. So company has been made the risk-free. We are all the time making effort to how to make the company risk-proof. On the liquidity front, we closed the year with cash and cash equivalent of INR 29 crore, reflecting ample headroom to fund operations and the growth initiatives. We have last year trade receivables of, as you may recall, some of them who attended our regular earnings call, that we have a trade receivables of 90 crore in the last year, which has been now reduced substantially to 68 crore. Although there is an increase in the turnover by 18%, reflecting our continued focus on technology, credit control and collection. We had, as I was explaining in my earlier con calls, we have developed a mobile app in the name of TradeFill. So everything had been made the paperless, which also helped us in controlling the things. Our investment property and long-term lease warehousing assets, including the 99-year Bangalore facility, continue to provide us the required edge by supporting its scalability without requiring heavy capex. We, as you know, we have also have a Bangalore facility of 2.2 acres. Further, in line with our strong financial performance as mentioned above and continued commitment to reward the shareholders who are very loyal shareholders, as I must tell, who have supported us all the time. We are very pleased to announce that the board has recommended a final dividend of INR 0.30 per equity share for the financial year 2024-25. Again, the earlier payout of only 0.10 per share. So almost there is a 300% increase in the dividend payout. Overall, as a final conclusion, I can talk about, we have a strong balance sheet, minimal debt, healthy cash reserve, rising net worth, above all, very committed all the stakeholders, whether the employees, the suppliers, shareholders, dedicated team, management, strong management, very committed management. Patel Integrated Logistics Limited is well positioned to seize a new opportunity, particularly in high growth segment of air freight logistics, e-commerce logistics and multi-modal distribution. Just to further tell you, being a pan-India company, there is a, and also just to, we all know that we recently faced the Indo-Pakistan war, but being a, our performance got least affected being spread all over India and as well as having international movement of the freight. With this, now I open the floor for the question and answer session. Over to Arshil.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1. The first question is from the line of Sanjeev Damani from SKD Consulting. You may proceed.
Namaskar, sir. Am I audible? So I begin.
Yes, very much audible.
Thank you, sir. Sir, congratulations for very fine set of numbers despite a lot of turbulence in the economy within India and abroad as well. Now, sir, I had attended one of the con call before about 2 years, where you had mentioned that company has got certain land assets which are being cleared for monetization. So, what is the progress there? Can I know?
Yeah, the manager, thank you for asking the question. I could have explained you could actually raise this point. Yes, we have a property in Bombay, in major places of Bombay. Just as we are talking about, we have one complete building in the car area only. We are in active discussion with the developer also and multiple, but till the final agreement gets signed, we cannot put anything on the record, but as I can rest assured, we are in the process to do something for that. And as you were talking about the 2 years, yes, 2 years back we talked about that thing. Then because these things are like a life changing or the game changing opportunity, so we want to negotiate best. As a result, we don't want to make a hurry and desperate thing. And as we are talking about, There is some discussion going on behind the scene, meetings are going on, but I could not talk anything because nothing is signed on the dotted line. So just discussions are going on, sir, definitely.
Okay, sir. And this is the only one property or you were
talking about? No, sir. Yeah, Damaniji. This is the one property with discussion going on. But as we are talking about, we have in the Pan India properties are there. As I am sitting in the Bandra office right now, here also the first floor in the public listed company, entire 5,000 square feet floor. So in the public listed company, there we have Thane property there. There is some in the Andheri also, some redevelopment of one area is going on. So we have multiple properties which we disclose also in the balance sheet also. As we can talk about when we evaluated our property, we have in Bangalore also. So there, if I talk about the market value of the property, definitely as we are disclosing in the balance sheet last year also, it's a triple digit figure. Yeah.
Sir, can I know, what was declared value, which was declared in the balance sheet, or if you can express today the approximate value of the sum total of all the properties that we hold, whether really can we monetize all of them or are we using it also for our current businesses? Because the property that we are using today for our business will not be monetized. But if you have identified certain properties like one in the Khar for monetization, can you elaborate the market value, approximate market value of all such properties? That is one question, sir. And secondly,
yeah.
are we also taking properties on rent for warehousing and all? So can you elaborate that how many places we have taken properties on rent for our warehousing purposes, which is required for running our current businesses?
What I was talking about, the triple digit figure of crore into you, that is the basically not a historical figure. That is the figure done as per the accounting standard also, because we have to disclose in our books of account also market value of the property. So there is a historical figure, definitely book value of figure will be the, like a depreciated and all this will be lower only. So figure which I was telling you all over India is the market value only.
Okay. So what I was only asking, if you can, you said three digit figure, so it is certain 100 crores, something like that, to indicate.
Yeah, that's only I was talking about.
Okay, and you have intention of monetizing all of such properties which you have mentioned to be in three districts.
Yeah, so just to clarify, you correct. I got your question. In our operation are very asset-light operation. In air cargo operation, we don't require a big slowdown, okay? So this thing which I'm talking to you, all of them can be monetized. It will not affect our business anyway. Very minimal use for self-use.
Okay.
As we're talking about.
Automatically
can be monetized externally, and they are not like that for that any business getting affected, no.
Okay, got it, sir. And now what are the prospects, what are the tie-ups that we have made for the current year which will enhance our businesses over last year?
So can you repeat the question, please, sir?
Sir, we have done business in last year. Now,
are we
adding more client in this year whereby we increase our business? You know, some sort of tie-ups, sir, where they will give, the customer will give that assignment always to us. Do we have that type of fixed assignment also, or we have to deal every inquiry and get business?
Sir, very good question. To be honest with you, we are also continuously, because we are a company, we don't want to depend on some of the customer or very few customers. And we also, as you can see, our from 90 crore debtor, we have reduced it to now 68 crore debtor. So one of the objective is that we don't want to depend on a very few customers. We continuously increase our customer base. As we are speaking about you, we have number of customers also increased in the last March month also. We increased the number of customers. As well as a risk mitigation, we want to spread our customer base. And your question about that, how we get the customer and all this, we are company which is, we do the business through the airline, and we take the load from all the e-commerce, pharma company, whoever move the goods through the air. We have, as you know, although we have definitely a double-digit market share in that, correct? So we are continuously talking about adding the customer. And in the meantime, yes, there sometimes it happens also, because it's a continuous process. One or two customers also we leave also, maybe because of the credit issue or because of the margin issue and all this. But net, we are increasing our customer base. That's a connection.
Thank you very much, sir. I am more than satisfied. You have really replied all questions very honestly and transparently. And all the best to you from my side, sir.
Thank you, Daman.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush from Soul Practice. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Good evening.
So just wanted to know, in airline, what is the capacity for cargo which we have and how much of it can we use?
Sorry, I couldn't get your question. Cargo capacity you're asking for?
Yes. And how much of it can we use?
Yeah. Look, cargo capacity, like what we do, like you and me travel by the passenger aircraft. Of that passenger aircraft, belly capacity we only use. Okay. So on that belly capacity, when we use, like I'm talking about that, we have last year done a total volume of, in the domestic, if I talk about, 48,878. Okay. So that means roughly it is a 50,000 tons. You can safely multiply that one with the 10 times around 10 times. So you can talk about that we have a capacity in the all over India around the 5 lakh to around 5 lakh tons. And it capacity also vary because it, first priority is given to passenger load. If there is a passenger load or not sufficient, with the add-on revenue for the airlines also. And then this cargo getting loaded. So as we are talking about that, there is a number of big orders are placed by Indigo by 400 aircraft, like Air India also places a big order. Akata talking about every month, every week or every month they are taking a one new aircraft. So as the number of aircraft are getting increased, the cargo load capacity will also increase.
Yes, sir. Makes sense. Sir, also one more question. Can you help me with the EBITDA margins for international segment and the domestic segment?
Right now, I will not have, but we have a consolidated EBITDA of this figures are there, which I told about to you. Just I will again repeat. EBITDA for the year stood at 9 crore for us in a turnover of the 343 crore. So you can talk about around the 4% margin.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sampath Nayak from Avira AMC. You may proceed.
Yeah, hi, sir. Hope you're doing well.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi, sir. This is Sampath. So on your website, I can see, sir, you have ventured into a new vertical. So you have tied up with UFC Gym. Can you talk more about it?
Yeah, good actually. But this, just to tell you, as we were talking in the, our earlier question and answer, that we have multiple properties out there. Like that, we have one property in Bandra. Okay. That property was about remaining backend. So what we have done, basically, we have tied up with the UFC and we have started the gym there. And just to tell you, basically, it is a rental. We are getting a money, regular money from them. And it is operated by somebody else. So it is only because we had a listed company, we have to disclose all the things. But you can safely tell we have no interest in running the gym business. It's basically a rental model for us. We are getting a rental from the gym business.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harshal Shah from PhilipCapital. You may proceed, sir.
Hello, sir. What is the breakup of domestic and international volume for the Q4 and FY25?
Q4 and FY25.
Yes, for the quarter and also for the year.
Yeah. For the year, let me speak you first of all for the year. The domestic is 48,000 for the full year. Let me talk. Domestic cargo is 48,878. Okay. And international is 8,123 tons.
Okay.
Okay. And for the quarter is 11,266. It's a domestic one, 267 you can take the size, and internationally 2099, means 2099.
Okay, and sir, what is
the all figures are in tonnage, T-U-N-N-E, yeah.
Okay, note that. And what volume growth are we expecting in FY26?
volume growth will definitely improve as the economy grows, and we are a pan-India company. We are targeting ourselves. Definitely, I'm refraining from giving any guidance, but I can definitely expecting the volume to momentum to maintain.
Okay. So, sir, as you had mentioned in your opening remarks that business was affected due to the India-Pakistan issue. So, can you quantify the amount or something?
That only I was trying to clarify just now, because I just now before the call also I checked with my team also. We were expecting that because maybe there is perception is there because of India-Pak war, our volume got affected and all this. Luckily, because the airport which were there, they were small airport, and being a pan-India company, we were not at all, very, very marginally get impacted, not significantly. I want to clarify that point, that's why I raised it.
Okay, sir, okay. Noted. Thank you.
So luckily, we are saved. We are not get affected.
Okay.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kamal from Newford Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for taking my question and congratulations on good results.
Thank you.
I just wanted to know that now with the tariffs started coming in from last month, so how much of the exposure do we have in the cargo going to US? Because I see maximum more than 60% of volumes are for international cargo. So how much of our exposure is in the US, and how has the traction been over the last one and a half months since tariffs have been in place?
No, luckily I have one in the paper also I mentioned. Luckily we are more in, toward the non-USA. Our movement of goods is more toward the non-USA. So we are not getting affected. But having said, so overall environment as I talk about, definitely the rates are getting increased because all the people want to move the goods faster. Because there's a lot of uncertainty there. People don't know which route, which place the rate will increase, which place the decrease. So there is definitely rush is there. Rush is there. But in our case, luckily we are not in the, not doing the USA movement of goods. We are more towards the non-USA movement of goods. So we are not getting affected. I'm talking about general environment definitely, like a pharma. Pharma getting affected because they are, people don't know when the pharma tariff will improve, increase, will be put.
Okay.
I mean, the tariff will be put on that pharma goods or not. There is a rush is there, yeah.
So that means industries like pharma, where they are probably rushing in and sending more goods before the tariffs come in place.
Yeah, because they think before the tariff come up, and we never know when the tariff, before that they want to move the good as much as possible.
Okay, yeah. So that will be benefiting us.
Yes. Okay. I'm talking about general economy, general logistic environment, which is there. Yeah.
Okay, okay. But as we are not into US too much, so it won't have any much impact.
No, luckily we don't have. But yet rates are getting harder, na? Just to tell you, rates are getting harder.
So that is good.
Overall rates are also getting harder, na? Yeah, yeah.
So margins should be going up probably this quarter.
Well, it depends actually, margin. But look, it actually, sometimes if rates getting harder, you feel the margin is getting improved. But overall, it's too much of high or too much of low, both are bad for the every stakeholder.
Hmm.
It is always better to be an orderly movement of the things are there. Then the long term is viable. But otherwise, the people ultimately cost is the big element in logistics. If people are feeling the cost is very high, they will go for alternative things and all this one. So my request and everybody, everywhere the request will be there, let's have an orderly movement of the thing.
Got it. And how much of our turnover will be from e-commerce? Roughly.
But we are a company which don't depend on any particular thing. We move the, anybody who wants to move the goods through the air, like whether it's a perishable good, whether the e-commerce good or pharma good, paper document. So we are not depending on any one sector, and we don't track also that region.
Okay, got it. Fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank all of you who have asked the question or who have attended this conference, just hearing my remark, our remark. I am very thankful to all of you for participating in this earning conference call. I hope we have been able to answer your question in whatever way we could do that one in the limited capacity. If you have any further question or clarification, or you would like to know more about the company, we are also our investor relations agency, Valorem Advisors. You can definitely reach out to them also to understand more about the everything. We will be happy for that. They can also reach to us for any clarification. So I'm again repeating, we have an investor relations agency in the name of Valorem Advisors. Please call them for any clarification, any question, any issue you know want to know about the thing. Thanks a lot again for attending this conference call.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line.